We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Sophie Van Saggy.
And I'm Audrey Sterwald. It's Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. The Champaign City Township Board will vote today to accept the resignation of Township Supervisor Kyle Patterson. Patterson cited ongoing health issues when he announced his resignation on November 4th. Patterson was initially appointed as Township Supervisor in January 2024 as former Supervisor Andrew Cornstorm resigned to lead the Champaign Fire Department. Patterson was later re-elected as supervisor in April. The board will have 60 days to appoint a successor, with Deputy Supervisor Corrine Jordan fulfilling the role during the vacancy. Township Attorney Thomas Yu proposed the following same timeline used to appoint Patterson in 2024, fulfilling the vacancy, with applications due Tuesday, December 16th at 5 p.m. Interviews will take place on January 6th, and a new supervisor will be appointed either the same day or at a special meeting on January 13th. If the board fails to appoint a new supervisor within 60 days, then the board members at a special meeting may vote to select any qualified person. The new supervisor must be a resident of the township for at least 1 year, a registered voter, and a Democrat. The new supervisor cannot be a convicted felon.
Now for some Illini sports highlights to look forward to. Illinois men's basketball travels to Chicago for the highly anticipated matchup against number 11-ranked Alabama tomorrow at 8 p.m. After a statement win against Texas Tech last week, Illinois now sits at number 8 ranked in the AP Top 25. Illinois' ceiling continues to rise as head coach Brad Underwood looks to keep the squad's momentum going against another elite non-conference opponent. Although playing in Chicago is technically a neutral site for these teams, don't be surprised if the Illini faithful provide a home court advantage at the United Center. The game will broadcast on FS1. For tickets and more information, visit fightingillini.com.
Something old, something new, we've got something for you. The Lazy Day Cafe in Villa Grove reopened yesterday after a series of closures and relocations. Owner Vicki Dunn moved the cafe to Villa Grove in 2024 after a fire damaged its Walnut Point State Park location. She later shut down in August when the Main Street building was sold. A new owner has since renovated the space, adding heat, air conditioning, and opening up the interior to allow the cafe to resume operations. The restaurant's hours will be 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Dunn says customers can expect an expanded breakfast menu, more bakery items, and a few daily lunch specials to kick off their fresh start.
Learn about some resources on campus as the university's Office of Student Affairs is hosting Urbana's Queer Resource Fair to introduce allies or help LGBTQ+ students revisit their established resources on campus tomorrow. The fair will host many LGBTQ+ supporting organizations and offices, such as the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center, Uniting Pride, Counseling Center, and more. Additionally, each tabling booth will have their own charm to help you customize and create your very own charm bracelet. The fair takes place tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in Room 50 on ISR's lower level. If you want to learn more about queer resources on campus, you are welcome to visit the resource fair.
And finally, a recap of some cultural festivities. Champaign Urbana kicked off its first annual Midwest Yiddish Fest, which was marked by 3 days of sights, sounds, and tastes of Yiddish culture. The festival was hosted by the Champaign Urbana Jewish Federation, a secular nonprofit organization that's focused on supporting the local Jewish community and doing humanitarian work both at home and abroad. Rabbi Gabe Miner is a spiritual leader at the Illini Hotel, the Center for Jewish Life on campus, and one of the organizers for the weekend activities.
It's a little bit of everything, yeah. We are hoping to celebrate Yiddish culture, language, the language, the music, the art, the cooking, the food, and also for people who have connection to Yiddish because of their family, to give them a chance to connect with that, to learn more about that, and also for people who have never experienced Yiddish, to give them a little glimpse into this really significant piece of Jewish history.
The festival was a showcase into the intricacies of rich and fascinating culture.
and it was open to both the families and loved ones who are close to Yiddish culture and those who are simply interested in learning about and connecting with the language and people. The weekend had something for everyone. Lectures were taught by some of the most knowledgeable experts in Yiddish culture and language. There were workshops and classes about the culture from baking goulash to teaching the basics of Yiddish language. And if it wasn't enough, there was plenty of food, music, and fun throughout the whole weekend. Midwestern Yiddish Fest has come to a close, but this tight-knit community is eager to show that it is not just a language, but a diverse community of people who conserve a beautiful tradition for generations to come.
For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com.
Contributing reporting to this newscast was brought to you by Adam Edwards, Elliot Casey, Grace Avila, Shaolin Liu, and Wilson Nichols.
From WPGU News, this has been Sophie Van Saggy
and Audrey Sterwald.